I'm going to take you back a long time, way back, 12 months. We're in a small room, classroom. There's tables around. There's 9 of us in the room, entrepreneurs in the making. The room's cold, but there's a lot of talent in the room. We have a banker. We have sales and marketing professionals. We have computer experts. We're ready to do something. We share a vision. We're in this room because we came together with a mentor who shared an idea. He said, we can take the best of what Boise has and make something. We can compete with any company in Silicon Valley. What are we going to do, though? We're going to start a company. Time passes. We're a year out now today. Over the last year, we've seen incredible things happen. From that classroom, we started, let me back up a little bit. Time passed. We saw in our group small things happen. People started to join together into teams. We had a marketing team. We had an operations team. We had a computer team. What were we going to do? We started coming up with ideas. We pitched our ideas to each other. We are obviously very focused in the computer industry because it has a really low cost of entry. So what do? We look at all the different things that are out there, and the iPhone app market is exploding. There's 12-year-olds making millions of dollars because they have time to go in there and doodle around a little bit. Everybody's angry about birds. So we take advantage of this. We go in there and we start programming. We form a company. We call it BOBEC. It stands for Boise's Big Experiment Company. It encompasses everything that we believe in, and it's the start of our journey. Before long, more time has passed, and we have a banker, we have an attorney, we have an investor, and things are really moving along. We also are realizing that it's a lot harder than it looked. Just because a 12-year-old boy can do it doesn't mean that a group of 9 very talented business professionals can do it just as easily. Our group is changing. We find that people have been overwhelmed by their day jobs because everyone in this group not only has a full-time day job, they're committing, some of us, 20 to 30 hours a week at night to make this app work. We focused on an idea. It's called Hot or Cold, and I want to side note this with saying that the first time we've actually said what the app is a week ago. because of the highly competitive nature in what we offer, we didn't want to tell anybody about it because you have people like Foursquare, you have the Facebook folks, and they have a lot of resources to throw at things and develop it. We didn't want to lose our idea, so we started not talking about it. I'm sorry, we started talking about it just last week. So we come up with an idea, Hot or Cold, and it's based on, as it sounds, the childhood game from our youth, except we've taken it to the 21st century. It's now on your phone. You look at it, you open up an app, and it has a gauge, and it tells you if it's your hot or cold to your destination. It sounds simple, but let me tell you a little story. We've got people that have spent hours and hours conversing with a developer in India. We had a developer here in Boise that tried to start it out, spent a lot of time on it, and realized that he was in way over his head. So back into India, and did you know that there's a lot of motorcycles around there? We're getting to a critical spot of our development. We've got things rolling. We've got a forced deadline coming up. Guess who gets hit by a motorcycle? Our developer is hit by a motorcycle. Thank you. He's okay. But our timelines are all messed up now. Well, we bring in more talent, and things start moving along faster and faster. The India guy is able to make things happen, and a week ago, we realized that we were going to have an app to be able to sell. We started talking about it. We put together a demo, and we realized that we weren't the only ones that were excited about this. Our target market was excited about it. There was interest. We realized we'd hit a home run. Today, we are within a few weeks of being able to develop, to roll out the app to the iTunes store. Apple is going to have to give it their blessing, so, you know, cross your fingers. We'll see where that goes. The team at BOBEC is, like I said, comprised of a lot of different people. We've seen some changes in our team, but all of us believe in the wonder of discovery. We believe in the excitement of adventure, and the hot or cold app will allow others to share our excitement and share their journey with each other. Based on what our app has done and the group that we started, we have seen that idea take wind. The Boise Young Professionals, part of the Boise Chamber of Commerce, has created a new group called Be Launched, based similar on what we started. Over the next few months, you will see Boise Young entrepreneurs rolling out similar ideas. They are taking what we did and sharing their journey with each other as well. A year ago, I joined up with a group of 8 other professionals. We saw an incredible amount of change. Our lives were changed. We never knew what we were getting into. We sacrificed our nights, our weekends. And in the end, I can tell you that our risky business has taken off.